It seems I hear Harry Moore from the earth, his voice still cries. No bomb can kill the dreams I hold, for freedom never dies. Freedom never dies, I say, freedom never dies. No bomb can kill the dreams I hold, for freedom never dies. It happened in Florida, the land of flowers. It was on a Christmas night. Men came stealing through the orange grove, men of hate carrying dynamite. It was to a little cottage, the family, the name of Moore. At the window hung sprigs of holly, a fine wreath at the door. It was on a Christmas evening and the family prayers were said. Mother, father, daughter, and grandmother went to bed. The father's name was Harry Moore of the NAACP. He fought for the life for us to live. Black folk must be free. It seems I hear Harry Moore from the earth, his voice still cries. No bomb can kill the dreams I hold, for freedom never dies. Freedom never dies, I say, freedom never dies. No bomb can kill the dreams I hold, for freedom never dies.
The Ballad of Harry Moore by Langston Hughes tells the story of slain civil rights activist and educator Harry T. Moore, who was killed when a bomb exploded under his home in Mims, Florida on Christmas night 1951. His wife Harriet died 9 days later from injuries sustained in the blast. The Moore's only surviving daughter, Juanita Evangeline Moore, arrived at the home site from Washington, D.C. 2 days after the bombing. Photographs from the Florida State Archives show what she saw that day, a home so severely damaged by the bomb that it was knocked off of its foundation. A replica of the Moore family home now sits on the site where the original family home once stood. I spoke with Evangeline Moore while sitting inside the newly constructed replica of her family home. One can only assume that as Ms. Moore looks around the reconstructed house, that it brings mixed emotions for her.
Yes, but mostly pleasant ones because it looks so much nicer. I remember when I came home that Christmas, I arrived on the 27th of December, and one of the first stops we made after the announcement was made by my uncle at the train station that the house had been bombed, my dad was dead, and my mother was in the hospital. I did come back to the house. I can't explain the feeling that I had. I walked in the front door, and as you can see, I could see my parents' bedroom. Big hole, and the mattress and the bed and everything was in that hole, and parts of the ceiling rafters was all there. I walked to the dining room, looked in our bedroom, my sister's in my bedroom, and I saw that her bed was really under the double windows in there. It was filled with just finely slivered glass, and I knew at that moment that had I been home, she would have been dead also, so I couldn't go any further. So to come back and see it looking very much like the house was, it's very comforting.
After seeing her family home nearly destroyed, Evangeline Moore never returned. There are photographs of Evangeline Moore as a young girl in and around her family home, sitting on the front porch and at the dining room table. Now that the replica of her family home is complete, she says it allows her to focus on pleasant memories.
I don't know really how to explain, but there was so much love and just a house full of love. And, of course, I helped my dad a lot with the work that he was doing with the NAACP and the Progressive Voters League. My sister was an avid reader, and she took very little part in any of the work that Dad was doing, she was always in a corner somewhere reading a book. But the love between my sister and me was something that was very, very unusual, even though we were very different in nature. And my mother, I mean, she was an absolute angel. And I can just remember the love and the warmth that surrounded me while I was here. And my parents were very affectionate, both to my sister and me and to themselves, because I remember oftentimes just we were walking through the house and I could actually see my parents in any room in the house and they would be embracing. And I thought that's something that doesn't happen too often. But it has gone with me throughout my lifetime. I was never fortunate to have that type of relationship, but I remembered the love and warmth that I felt in this house and the caring that coming back and seeing it very much like it was is a tremendous, tremendous joy and a comfort to me.
An antique typewriter sits on a small table next to where Evangeline Moore and I spoke. Harry T. Moore was a prolific letter writer, calling for investigations into lynchings in Florida and working for the NAACP. While he traveled around the state registering African Americans to vote and encouraging membership in the NAACP, he did his writing from his home in Mims. Evangeline Moore says she didn't realize the significance of his work at the time.
No, I didn't. He was just, to me, he was just Daddy, and I knew that he was doing some work, but I didn't recognize the tremendous effect that it was having on citizens of America until after he was dead, and I was, you know, after Ben Green wrote his book, it was only then that I realized the magnitude of the work that my dad had done. Although I helped him, because I can remember running off sample ballots on the ditto machine and addressing envelopes and licking envelopes and licking stamps, and of course always trailing behind my dad when he would go to the post office to mail them. I knew he was doing something that was very important, but I just didn't at that time realize exactly the magnitude of what he was doing.
The Harry T. and Harriet V. Moore Cultural Complex includes a civil rights museum as well as the Moore family home replica. Most recently, the Moore Center unveiled a meditation garden, reflecting pool, and gazebo. Water flows over quotes from Harry T. Moore and Martin Luther King Jr. At the dedication of the Moore Center expansion, speakers included State Senator Tony Hill and Bill Gary, president of the Moore Cultural Complex. State Senator Thad Altman addressed ongoing efforts to recognize the Moores.
This is a very, very important spot. It is hallowed ground. And I hope this is only the beginning in remembrance of the Moores and the great sacrifice. And I tell you, Senator Hill worked on a project. Senator Hill and I worked on a project last session. We didn't quite get it through, but it will be one of the first bills that I will pursue, and that's renaming State Road 46 after the Moores. You know, all the work that's been done to resurrect the investigation of this crime, it appears that the offenders took State Road 46 to come to Mims to do this horrific act, a horrific act against liberty and freedom. I think it's only appropriate that when people take that road today, it will have the names of the Moores. That is justice, and it's appropriate.
Harry T. Moore registered tens of thousands of African Americans to vote and provided them with sample ballots. Brevard County Commissioner Robin Fisher made an announcement of particular relevance.
I was hoping Supervisor of Election Lori Scott was here, but I don't think she got a chance to make it today. But talking to her last night, I told her I was going to go ahead and leak it out a little bit. But, you know, it's only fitting, and you think about all the things that the Moors fought for, and one of them was everybody having the right to vote, that we're going to make this a precinct that you can actually come and vote at. So she probably didn't want me to say that yet, but y'all make sure you send her an email and tell her thank you. We put more pressure on her. But she's going to make that happen, and I think that's going to be great and fitting for the Moors.
The story of Harry T. Moore has gained much more recognition over the past decade, beginning with the Ben Green book, Before His Time, The Untold Story of Harry T. Moore, America's First Civil Rights Martyr, and the PBS documentary Freedom Never Dies. Annual recognitions include a memorial at the Moore gravesite and the Moore Heritage Festival of the Arts and Humanities. Although all this is a step in the right direction, Evangeline Moore says her parents still don't get the recognition they deserve.
They deserve a whole lot more. They really do. He has not really been given the recognition that he should have, particularly here in the United States. This is a start. But there should be stories about him even above Martin Luther King, because Dad laid the foundation for what Martin Luther King ultimately was able to do himself. And I think it's a shame that every time Black History Week, a month and all this stuff, Dad should be at the top of the list when you start talking about people who gave their lives so that Black people could have equal rights.
While there is still much to be done with the annual Moore Heritage Festival and other efforts, Bill Gary says awareness about the Moors is growing.
There has been quite a bit of progress along those lines here in recent years. One of the things that I think is going to help us tremendously we happen to have an opportunity to meet with Dr. Lonnie Bunch, who is director of the National African American Museum of History and Culture in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian. We gave him a presentation about the Moors and asked for his consideration in including the Moors in the new National Museum that's going to be built on the Washington Mall. He was receptive to that idea and over some months of correspondence has assured us that the Moors would have a place. Our task now is to develop a appropriate presentation that would go into that space in the new National Museum there.
Young African Americans today are looking at race much differently than previous generations. Evangeline Moore says that having an African-American president demonstrates limitless opportunities, but that young people need to remember that the work of her father and others made Barack Obama's presidency possible.
I'm just so elated that President and Mrs. Obama are in the White House with their daughters, and there are a lot of observations that I make daily. The relationship and the love and affection that I can see, which transpires between President Obama and his wife and his two little girls, reminds me a lot of the relationship that my mother, my father, my sister, and I had.
The Moore Cultural Complex is located on Freedom Avenue in Mims, just north of Titusville in North Brevard County.
So if you see our Harry Moore walking on a Christmas night, don't you fear and run and hide. He has no dynamite. For in his heart is only love for all the human race. All he wants is for each of us to have our rightful place. And this he says, our Harry Moore has from the grave he cries. No bomb can kill the dreams I hold, for freedom never dies. Freedom never dies, I say. Freedom never dies. No bomb can kill the dreams I hold, for freedom never.